From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the composer Joseph Martin Krauss, who lived from 1756 to 1792. He was born in Germany, but moved to Sweden when he was 21 years old. He resided there until his death at the far too young age of 36. Krauss is considered by many to be one of the most unusual and gifted composers of the 18th century. In fact, Franz Joseph Haydn proclaimed that Krauss was one of only two geniuses that he knew personally, the other being Mozart. While Krauss was proficient on many keyboard instruments, his earliest training was on the violin. It's no surprise, then, that he composed a monumental violin concerto, which we will hear now. The Concerto for Violin and Orchestra in C Major, BV 151. The work in three movements, Allegro Moderato, Adagio, and Rondo, respectively. It's performed by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra with featured soloist Takako Nishizaki, Uwe Grod conducting.
Thank you.
The Violin Concerto in C Major, BV 151, music of Joseph Martin Krauss, as performed by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, Uwe Grod conducting, with featured soloist, Japanese violinist Takako Nishizaki. From a 2007 Naxos compact disc containing three works by Joseph Martin Krauss, the performances given at Town Hall in Wellington, New Zealand, in 2006. In addition to the violin concerto, the disc also contains incidental music that Krauss composed for Johan Henrik Killegren's tragedy Olympi, as well as fragments from a Swedish opera composed by Krauss entitled Azire. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Classics and Beyond, such as detailed program playlists, or if you'd like to stream this and previous episodes of the series at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, program number 1605. And now for something entirely different, as we turn to the French electroacoustic composer Pierre-Yves Massé, and we'll hear two selections from his second release for the Belgian Sub Rosa label from 2005. The album and composition are both titled Circulations. It's a four-movement piece for instrumental soloist and electronic tape. Here, Massé employs a form of auto-sampling based on the concept of the double or the replica. In other words, he composed four tape pieces, which were designed to correlate directly with the previously composed instrumental solo works. Once the tape pieces were completed, Massé re-recorded the instrumentalists performing against the tape works. We'll listen to the third and fourth movements of this composition. The third movement for harp and tape with featured soloist Raphaël Rinaudot, and the fourth movement for clarinet and tape with featured soloist Agathe Fauneau. Music of Pierre-Yves Massé.
Thank you.
two selections from the album Circulations, a composition made up of four pieces for instrumental soloist and tape, music composed by Pierre-Yves Massé. We heard the third movement for harp and tape with featured soloist Raphaël Rinaldo, and the fourth and final movement for clarinet and tape with featured soloist Agathe Forneau. Movement 1 of Circulations is for percussion and tape. Movement 2, meanwhile, is for electric guitar and tape. One of these days we'll hear those other movements on a future edition of Classics and Beyond. From a 2005 compact disc entitled Circulations, released on Sub Rosa Records out of Belgium, a label with an extensive catalog of avant-garde and experimental recordings. Unfortunately, their music is only available in the U.S. as import material, but it's well worth acquiring if you are a fan of various forms of experimental, avant-garde, or electronic music. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of Classics and Beyond. Once again, a reminder of the email address to get in touch with the program, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And while you're sending emails, why not take a moment to let the management of this radio station know that you appreciate that they bring you such a unique program as Classics and Beyond. This definitely is not your typical classical music radio show. I deliberately designed it that way. And so I'm truly grateful to all of our affiliates for carrying this program. And again, if you want more info about the show, the blog and website can be found at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And, as I said, our time is gone for this hour. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. My name, by the way, is Jake Longwell. Join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.